Backcountry Jamboree, broadcasting every Sunday on CFRC 101.9 FM. I listen all the time. Johnny Woodlock is a friend of mine.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree on the other side of 9 o'clock hour. That means we have two more great hours of classic country music for y'all next. I would like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, and this is the Wayback Country Jamboree. We're also being proudly broadcast over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Now, as I welcome y'all back into the second hour this morning, great jamboree, I would like to share that tomorrow marks the 20th anniversary of the sad passing of Roy Drusky, who to many was one of the nicest gentlemen in all country music history. Now, I'd like to play a double feature of Roy Drusky's great songs here today, including his all-time classic titled Long, Long Texas Road, and then we'll follow with a song going out to Mama Dawn, who has long been a fan of Roy's, having met him several times over the years, and it'll be Peel Me and Nanner going out to Mama Dawn today. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world. Good morning, friends, and happy Sunday.
I've been up and I've been down. I've worked the fields, I've plowed the ground. I've taken strain and pressure till I thought I might explode. Now I yearn for childhood days of model planes and lemonade, when the day stretched out before me like a long, long Texas road. Yes, a long, long Texas road, about a million miles or so. When you're just a child, there ain't no time but now. Must have left that long old road 700 years ago, and I'd find it once again if I knew how. I've worked in city factories, their plastic dirt still clings to me. Monotony near killed me, Lord, it was a heavy load. Now I dream of comic books and horny toads and fishing hooks, when the day stretched out before me like a long, long Texas road. Yes, a long, long Texas road, about a million miles or so. When you're just a child, there ain't no time but now. Must have left that long old road 700 years ago, and I'd find it once again if I knew how. So I watch the children play and dream my dreams of yesterday. Don't tell them to be grateful, I'm sure that they've been told. If I knew then what I know now, that would have messed it up somehow, when the day stretched out before me like a long, long Texas road. Yes, a long, long Texas road, about a million miles or so. When you're just a child, there ain't no time but now. Must have left that long old road 700 years ago, and I'd find it once again if I knew how.
Loving you with all of my might. Come to find I didn't have any sense. You had a different darling every night.
Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut, I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut, you sure made a monkey out of me.
Thank you. I gave you kisses and I gave you loving. Tried to please your every little whim. It all added up to a big fat nothing. Last night you up and run away with him.
Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut. I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut. You sure made a monkey out of me.
Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show, and as we welcome our furry special mascot, and furry mascot at that, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our program this morning, it's time once again to share her top picks of the week with y'all. This being a tribute to the music and the memory of the now late great Tommy Cash, we would like to share Simbush's top picks of Tommy's all-time classic patriotic songs. Yes, these songs are all patriotic in nature, as Tommy was a very respected and patriotic singer in the country music field, having recorded many songs to do with the pride of America. So I hope y'all enjoy these and that they don't upset anyone or offend anyone out there today. Now let's start with the classic, I'm Patriotic Itching Needs a Patriotic Scratch. Then we'll follow with Tommy's cover of the old Haggard classic, Fighting Side of Me. We'll wrap up Simbush's top weekly picks with an all-time favorite of mine titled The Tears on Lincoln's Face. So with that, I'd like to thank Simbush for her weekly picks. And say good morning to all of you listening in. Welcome in, friends.
The Constitution stands up for the difference of opinion, but rights have been misused with disrespect. Today the USA has got a cancer in her spirit, and she needs the hearts of those that she protects. I'm speaking out against the ones who claim that they want peace, against the ones who boo our president, against the ones who want to take but never want to give, against destructive hands that never build. They open up their intellectual mouth and scoff at wisdom. They nest on eggs of trouble till they hatch. The message that they wave is not the message of our flag. Unpatriotic itching needs a patriotic scratch. I wonder how much longer we can proudly pledge allegiance and stand up when our national anthem plays, before the infidels protest that their superior knowledge is embarrassed by our foolish backward faith. Behind the skirts of peace, objectors rage against the war. They're free because of men who fought and prayed. If our country is mistreating them, I wonder why they stay. Boats and planes are leaving every day. They open up their intellectual mouth and scoff at wisdom. They nest on eggs of trouble till they hatch. The message that they wave is not the message of our flag. Unpatriotic itching needs a patriotic scratch. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Running down the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things that they believe in. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country halls, you're walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When you're running down my country, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. You're running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country halls, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country halls, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. You're running down a way of life our fighting men. The unknown soldier's turning in his grave. Has our country gone so far it can't be saved? Will Miss Liberty ever smile again? What was built by God, will it be destroyed by man? I say Washington at Valley Forge, Jackson at New Orleans, Jim Bowie at the Alamo, they all had a common dream. See everyone in the whole wide world united as a peaceful race. We don't heed their call, this nation's gonna fall like the tears on Lincoln's face. The Prince of Peace walked among us long ago. He warned us that we'd reap just what we sow. We no longer have the faith of a mustard seed, 'cause we're sowing anger, hate, and greed. I see Washington at Valley Forge, Jackson at New Orleans, Jim Bowie at the Alamo, they all had a common dream. To see everyone in the whole wide world united as a peaceful race. And if we don't heed their call, this nation's gonna fall like the tears on Lincoln's face. I see Washington at Valley Forge, Jackson at New Orleans, Jim Bowie at...
happy Alamo, they all had a common.
You were mine for just a while, now you're putting on the style.
Charlton Walker, son of country music legend Charlie Walker. Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Enjoy the program.
Pick me up on your way down.
Now, friends, following those classics by Tommy Cash, the brother of the late, great Johnny Cash, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and it's once again that time in the program to salute the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. Let's begin our tribute to the legends of Canadian country music today with a song going out to dear friends of mine in Guelph, Ontario, whom I will be visiting soon, none other than John and Kathy Arsenault of Guelph, Ontario, and also the Stompin' Tom fan club. For them, it's going to be by Stompin' Tom himself, a classic song related to this time of year titled The Maple Leaf Waltz. Then we'll follow with a song going out to none other than our friends in Alberta, including my grandmother out west. And it's going to be an all-time classic by Ian Tyson, Alberta's own cowboy and Land of the Shining Mountains. And we'll wrap up the set with a song, of course, going out to a man who we'll be spending Thanksgiving with on the air here, Grant Haywood. And it's going to be his father, the legendary Earl Haywood, and an all-time classic titled The Manitoulin Island. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these Canadian Northern Gems, and welcome in, friends.
The bandit was playing the Maple Leaf Waltz. A soldier was saying goodbye. He whispered, "My snowbird, I'll come back to you," as he brushed a sad tear from her eye. He held her so tight as they danced round the hall, and you'd wonder tonight if it happened at all. For here they are dancing down memory lane to the beautiful Maple Leaf Waltz. The bandit was playing the Maple Leaf Waltz. A soldier was saying goodbye. He whispered, "My snowbird, I'll come back to you," as he brushed a sad tear from her eye. He held her so tight as they danced round the hall, and you'd wonder tonight if it happened at all. For here they are dancing down memory lane to the beautiful Maple Leaf Waltz. Here they are dancing down memory lane to the beautiful Maple Leaf Waltz. Thank you.
dreaming of the springtime, first crocus in the snow, coffee in a go-cup, he's headed for the oil rig, land of shining mountains, big Alberta sky. Castle, the red deer and the battle, rivers in a dry land feed the cities of the plain, but nothing lasts forever on the great divide, land of shining mountains, Alberta sky. In the night, I have heard the thunder roll. In my days, I have felt the wind and rain. Like the cowboy said, I wish I'd seen the buffalo. Maybe they'll come back again. Gonna get up early, try and make a dollar. The only girl he wanted, the Greyhound for the coast, and she was bound to leave him, but she will not forget him. Oh, the land of shining mountains, big Alberta sky, the land of shining mountains, big Alberta sky. Beach.
found the banks of Lake Louise.
Well, hi friends, this is Stu Phillips, the traveling balladeer, and I just want to say hello to my good friend Johnny Woodlock. I hope you're enjoying the program and that you'll keep listening to the Way Back Country Jamboree.
For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love.
Now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special fur baby, Gunny the Dachshund, to our program once again. What we like to call Gunny's weekly favorites. Now, with that mentioned, she has her own collection of some great songs by the now late great Tommy Cash, whom we have been remembering this morning. With that mention, let's begin with a classic titled Before the Wine. Then we'll follow with another one of Tommy's all-time greatest hits titled Rise and Shine. And we'll wrap up with this set of Gunny's weekly favorites with a classic titled I Recall a Gypsy Woman. With that, I'd like to thank Gunny for her weekly favorites. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
Yesterday I had a future and I was happy. I had your love and the whole wide world was mine. I had money to spend and a woman who called me darling. Yes, but that was before I found the wine. Before I found the wine, my life had meaning. There were happy days at my house all the time. I remember when you told me I hung the moon and made your sunshine. Yes, but that was before I found the wine. I wish that I could go back to your world. Hold you close to me and know that you are mine. And I wish that I could hear you say I love you, just the way you did before I found the wine. Before I found the wine, my life had meaning. There were happy days at my house all the time. I remember when you told me that I hung the moon and made your sunshine. Yes, but that was before I found the wine. Yes, but that was before I found the wine.
Little children, do not worry, you still got lots of time. There's no need in walking backwards, turn around and rise and shine. If your load always seems heavy and you're always left behind, pick yourself up from the ground and jump right back and rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and for him new strength to find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Look Look at how they did poor Jesus while they nailed him to a cross. And he died at their own Calvary so this world would not be lost. So no matter how they treat you, they slap you in the face. Remember, Jesus loves you, and on the cross he took your place. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all to the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and through him new strength you find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all to the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and through him new strength you find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all to the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Why the good Lord said he loved you, and through him.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover and tangled blossoms in a meadow, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows and stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and baby slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Ritter Smith, the cousin of Tex Ritter, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back Country Jamboree. Keep your dial tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special guest of honor onto the Way Back Country Jamboree. In an interview that dates back to the year 2021, when I was very honored to have the chance to interview the son of Tommy Cash for a tribute to the Cash family that I was doing at the time. So it's an honor to share this second half of a three-part interview with Mark Allen Cash. Now, following this part of the interview, we will hear from an all-time classic by his uncle, Johnny Cash, the man and black, and it'll be the Ring of Fire. So with that, here once again is the voice of myself and Mark Allen Cash.
I understand that Johnny was married to June Carter Cash for a number of 35 years, but she was, in my opinion, the underdog to the Johnny Cash career. What is your opinion on that?
Yeah, you know, she, June was a great comedian, and she was funny on stage and funny off stage. However, she had a streak about her that she just knew how to handle Johnny Cash and how to help him with his sobriety and stay straight. I really feel, and I know you've probably heard this, that if it wasn't for June, that Johnny would have been dead years and years before he did die. And I believe that. He loved her more than anything. Than their love affair was incredible. You know, they it's just so never... Nice. Right, and I don't know how you do it. You know, I asked him, I said, how do you do it, Uncle Johnny? And he said, separate bathrooms.
Yes.
They just knew they never let their love grow tired.
Okay.
You know? Yes. They kept it new somehow, and they just depended on each other. But, you know, June was, I don't know how to quite put the fact that she just knew how to steer Johnny Cash's boat, you know?
Yes, and in many ways, if I may say this, she saved your uncle many times.
She did, yes.
Yes.
Physically, financially, morally, yes, in all absolutely, she did. She rescued him many times.
And do you remember your, how do I put this, I don't know which relation it would be to you, but Mother Maybelle? Do you remember her at all?
I do.
Yes.
I do. When Uncle Johnny, especially, how do I say, when he was sober, which was most of the time, I mean, everybody knows that he had had his troubles with drugs, but you know, that wasn't all the time. I mean, it wasn't, you know, so he loved to have family get-togethers. He loved family, and he treated everybody in the family well and with a lot of respect. And he would have cookouts, and he would have like weekends at the farm and things like that, where we'd come out to the farm that he owned and throw knives against a board, you know, and have fun and visit. And he loved family and loved to be with family. So when I would come to those things, of course, as a kid growing up, they would all the Carter family would be there, the ones that were alive, and Mother Maybelle was always very quiet, but she was very sweet, very kind.
Oh, yes. And you're, do you remember anything about her in particular? Were you ever close to her, or no, or?
No, I wouldn't say close.
No.
She definitely knew who I was, and I knew she was.
Yes, I
and
see.
And when we saw, when she would see me, she would smile and say, hello, Mark, and talk to me a minute. But I just remember her being soft-spoken. And she didn't say a whole lot unless she was spoke to or asked, and then of course she would.
Mainly,
she liked to sit and watch mainly, you know, she would watch everybody.
Yes, much like myself. I'm quiet unless I talk to it. Yes. So, talking about your own career here for a minute, what is your most requested song of your father's or your uncle's that you do?
Well, the most requested of Uncle Johnny's, I would have to say, is Ring of Fire.
Okay.
And I usually end my show with that song, and it brings people to their feet. You know, not me. I don't. If the song does, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And
yes.
It does. When you kick into that song on stage, it just brings the audience alive. It just there's something about that song And then I guess dads would be probably, I get more requests for like the Tears on Lincoln's Face.
I love that song, also, yes.
Isn't that a great song?
It sure is.
And very, also, of course, Six White Horses. And I do that in my show.
Tears on Lincoln's Face really speaks about these times we're living in today, I think.
It does. And it's amazing how some of these older songs that we thought, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day were like, man, you know, did you hear what he just said? You know, like,
yeah,
like Merle Haggard's, You're Walking on the Fighting Side of Me, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. How prevalent they are today is amazing.
Exactly, you know? That's for sure. And that was, what, 50-some-odd years ago, and it speaks fresher to us today than ever. That really speaks something. Yeah.
Right. It does. It really does. It speaks volumes to me, I know.
Exactly. And following your Uncle Johnny Cash's death in 2003, there was a movie made about the family. What is your opinion on the movie?
Well, you know, I know that it had to be made.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And, you know, there's a few of my family members that weren't happy with it, but
yes.
most of us accepted it. And you know, from what I remember of Johnny Cash, a lot of this stuff was true.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, I of course there was a little Hollywood in it. They have mm-hmm. to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. But and in some ways they cut him a break. You know, in some ways he was worse.
Is that right?
Behavior.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Then the movie portrayed. But you know, I really think when I heard that Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon were going to do the tracks, they were gonna do their vocals,
mm-hmm.
I was very disappointed. I said, No, that'll never work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, they did a fantastic job.
Yes. Okay.
They really did. I got to meet Reese Witherspoon, and she said, "I hope I do your Aunt June some justice," and I think she really did.
I think so too. Yes. Yeah.
They did a great job, and their singing was just—it was.
That's right on. Yeah.
It blew me. Don't you? Do you agree with me on that?
I sure do. It was right on. Right into the spirit and everything. Yeah.
Right. And, I think she, one of them won a big award that year. I can't remember which one, but and they deserved it. They really did.
Yes.
They did a good job.
Yes. And Joaquin Phoenix, he could really portray your uncle, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Right down to everything.
Absolutely.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child,
Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that second half of our interview with Mark Allen Cash, the son of Tommy Cash and the nephew of Johnny Cash. As I welcome y'all back in here this morning, and before we send us out of the second hour, I'd like to announce some sad news again, and that is that singer-songwriter Billy Ed Wheeler, the writer of some very iconic songs in his time, including the number one hit that Johnny and June had, titled Jackson, sadly passed away on September 16th at the age of 91. Now, it was an honor way back in 2021 to interview Billy Ed for a program I was doing on songwriters at the time, and I'd like to share a little piece or an excerpt from that interview from 2021 with Billy Ed Wheeler, and we'll hear the story on how he wrote the song titled The Reverend Mr. Black. So with that, here now from 2021 is another piece of audio and an interview with the late great Billy Ed Wheeler that sadly passed away this week at the age of 91.
Among your earliest musical credits is Reverend Mr. Black. How did the song come about?
That was my first song. I was studying playwriting up at Yale University.
Oh, yes.
Up north of New York City at Yale. And every now and then I would come down and I would go to talent managers' offices and try to see if I could get an interview with them and have them take me over and try to get work for me. Yeah. I got a letter from a lady at Warren Wilson College back down where I was going to school in North Carolina. And she told me about a man who had a folk school out in the far western edge of North Carolina, and people would go there to learn how to spin and make pottery, and it was just about anything in the folk art. And then she said there was a picture with it, and it was a beautiful horse and a well-dressed rider with a beautiful hat. And that was the man who was the founder and the big shot at that folk school.
Okay, yeah.
And when she told me that he was not only an educator, but he was a preacher and would go out and preach to communities where they had no regular preacher, something about that really appealed to me.
I see, yes, exactly.
But I didn't make it into a song until I heard a song by a folk group. I don't remember the name of them, but there was a line in the song that said, there's a Bible in the sack for the Reverend Mr. Black. And I thought, pow! That's the title of a really good song that I think I'll write.
Yeah.
So I started writing it, and I called Jerry, and he said, what do you got? And I started reciting some of the verses I had. He almost didn't let me finish it, but he stayed next, like when I was auditioning. But finally, something struck a chord with him. He says, okay, bring that one in. Mm-hmm. And that's how The Reverend Mr. Black came about.
Oh.
He rode easy in the saddle, he is tall and lean, and at first you'd have thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong, but one look in his eyes and you know you's wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack, and folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I'd hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk it by myself. If ever I could have thought this man in black was soft and had any yell up his back, I give that notion up the day a lumberjack come in and it wasn't to pray. He kicked open the meeting house door and cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men, and let that timber giant hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. It's been many years since we had to part, and I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yes sir, and I don't regret it, and I hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, cause I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. And I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us out of the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree, as we're at the end of another hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. As we send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program, let's remember an all-time classic song that was released in 1997 by none other than Tommy Cash on his gospel project, titled We Sang Mama to Heaven. With that, I hope to visit y'all on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour, and also this one will be dedicated in loving memory of the Cash family's mother, Mama Cash, as she was always known. So with that, welcome in, friends, and here now is Tommy once again.
Mama died in March 1991, but I know she's in heaven. She's there with Daddy and other loved ones who've gone on before. And just before Mama died, she asked all of us brothers and sisters, Louise, Reba, Joanne, John, and Roy, and me, to hold hands and sing some of her favorite gospel songs. And Mama, I wrote this one just for you. While I live, I always will remember Mama. And Daddy was the king in our home. Their love for each other was forever. They were sweethearts till Daddy passed on. Mama and Daddy raised seven children. And like other folks, we had our ups and downs. We were poor, yet we were rich in things that mattered. And there was always love enough to go around. Last night we sang Mama to heaven. We all stood around her bed holding hands. We sang her favorite songs. Then Jesus called her home. Mama Mama smiled as if to say, I understand. Well, I bet Daddy's really glad to see you, Mama. I can almost see his smiling face from here. Would you like to know how much we love you, Mama? We plan to spend forever with you there. Last night we sang, Mama, to heaven. We all stood around her bed, holding hands. We sang her favorite songs, then Jesus called her home. Mama smiled as if to say, I understand.
Country Jamboree, broadcasting every Sunday from CFRC 101.9 FM. I listen all the time. Johnny Woodlock is a friend of mine.
Now, friends, following that classic gospel favorite by Tommy Cash, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree on the other side of the third and final hour of this morning's program. That means the 10 o'clock hour. I would like to remind y'all that you are listening to the Way Back Country Jamboree morning show over CFRC 119 FM, and we are also being brought to you by the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, where this program is recorded weekly. And yes, we are also being brought to you via the historic airways at CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City. Now, as I welcome you all to the third and final hour of this morning's program, I would like to share that this week in country music history, some 20 years ago in 2004, our country music sadly went through a lot of loss, including another classic singer, and that was, of course, Miss Skeeter Davis. With that, I would like to remember Skeeter here this morning with a couple of classics, including her all-time classic titled The End of the World. Then we'll follow with another tearful ballad titled Homebreaker. With that, I hope to welcome you all to the third and final hour. Good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome in, friends.